And now, Bat Radio presents 60 Seconds with Computer, the non-rapping, cowboy-loving member of 3-6 Mafia.
Like I said before, you can't beat the damn refs. That man pushed off and pushed that man down. They didn't even call it. I'm tired of this shit. Why the hell we got to have it so damn bad? I don't understand this. I don't understand why we don't never get any calls. And they always call me damn calls. And it's damn, that man pushed that man off. And it's ain't right. I'm tired of this shit. I can't take it no more. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't.
Listen to the voice of the Mavericks, Mark Folliwell, and his fast break buddy, Jake Kemp, after every Mavs home game on the Mavericks post game show. Brought to you by Smith Thompson Home Security and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Did that?
Hold on. Let me just do this. We have to. And then we're going back to that.
Oh, my God.
We'll hear it again.
What just happened?
And we're going to replay that. First, just know that Taverna Rosa in Plano, celebrating North Texas Beer Week, 25 craft beers on tap. The Hardline will be part of the celebration. They broadcast their show live there this Thursday, starting at 3. Preston Road, just south of Spring Creek in Plano. All right. Let's,
do we need to check on him?
Oh, computer. Gosh. Now, Donovan told me, like he asked me before the show, Donovan records that call for us. Do you remember Donovan? And he's like, what time are you guys playing it? Okay, I got to tune in. I got to hear it because I heard it on my phone, but I got to hear how it sounds over the airwaves. It sounded pretty short. Do you want to hear it again?
Man.
Did he break down?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only explanation there. There's no way he would yank our chain in these circumstances. This is authentic.
It's only 36 seconds, his shortest of the season by far.
Okay.
Like I said before, you can't beat the damn refs. That man pushed off and pushed that man down. They didn't even call it. I'm tired of this shit. Why the hell we got to have it so damn bad? I don't understand why we don't never get any calls. And they always call me damn calls. And it's damn, that man pushed that man off. And it's ain't right. I'm tired of this shit. I can't take it no more. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't.
I love him so much.
I aspire to care about anything.
Wow.
As much as he cares about that.
Let's delete it.
You're an idiot. It's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It's a beautiful picture of humanity that should be celebrated by all.
He's a good man. But wow. I hope he's okay today. Everybody check on computer. Make sure he's okay.
Computer!
That's a man who...
I would say give him his space.
...is not happy when the Cowboys aren't doing well.
Well, so,
do it with care.
Is he talking about the overtime touchdown?
Yeah.
When Byron Jones got juked?
Yeah.
By Jordan Matthews?
I think so.
That he pushed off him? Man, I thought...
I love Byron Jones.
I thought there could have been a lot of flags on that Dez touchdown. Dez pushed off. There's no doubt. But everybody was tackling everybody as well, so it seemed like there could have been a flag on Philly, but Dez definitely pushed that dude out of his way before making his leap. And
not quite like Terrence Williams, though. Terrence had a hard time not making that look obvious on that touchdown. And by the way, that turned into a really big deal because that's points, man. In an overtime game, that's what Jason was talking about. He referenced that last drive before halftime. And that was the drive where Castle hit Terrence Williams for a touchdown that got called back on the OPI. And they end up punting at the end of that drive. They got backed up.
Where are you? The end of the first half?
Yeah, the end of the first half.
Did you think that was... I mean, he touched his back. Am I a crazy Cowboys homer to think that shouldn't have been called?
Dez was more blatant.
No, you just can't...
Take a look.
Terrence had both arms extended, like... I think Dez is
the guy was pushed to the ground by Dez.
There's a lot of scrum going on.
But
something
when you're
the
only
ground.
Two guys in the picture, yeah.
That's,
yeah. You're probably going to
I almost look like in this castle thing, the ball is so high. It really looked like one of those, the duck in a giant stadium. And in that situation, it almost went to Hail Mary rules, where pretty much anything does go. Man, I'm so distracted by computer. We might need to check on him. Wow.
Call him.
Come on, Lionel. Be cool, Lionel.
Play it again.
Wait, where's my phone?
You want me to call him?
I dialed up. Hold on.
Yeah.
But, hey, what about that end of the first half? How does my innovating leader, Chuck Kelly, just let the clock run down?
Chuck Kelly?
Or whatever his name is. Did
his
hire
friends
Chuck?
Call him Chuck.
Is Chuck Kelly going to be coaching the Eagles soon?
Now, that would be a story. Let's see. The
you remember them running the clock down for like a minute and 10 or whatever?
Yeah.
Like,
but he went for it on a fourth down in overtime that I'm not positive our leader would have. You guys had? Did you guys have Garrett going for it on that fourth down in overtime?
Never. No. Never, never, no. And, well, that's one of those things. It worked. But if you give the Cowboys the ball right there, how much do they need for field goal range? I'm not saying the Cowboys can absolutely get it, but
like on that fumble? Oh, yeah.
No, the where they went for it in first
I know, down. But on the fourth down they went for it on overtime was the fumble that got reviewed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they get the ball at the 40. You had Beasley underneath once or twice. Bailey's kicking you, getting out of here.
Right. I'm saying that's a decision that worked.
I agree.
So you perhaps will laud him in Philly, but boy, if that doesn't work. All right, I'll track home. Let's see. Let's call computer.
Yeah. We promised we had no idea this was about to take this turn.
Well, I mean, you know, we kind of did, but whatever.
You did?
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
You and Donovan were hiding this from us.
Hello?
Computer.
Yeah, what's up?
Dude, are you okay? It's Bob and Dan.
We're on the air.
Oh. No.
Bro.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, dude. I'm tired of losing.
I know. We're just checking on you, man. We're making sure you're okay. It looks like you took that loss really hard, and we love you. You're your computer. You're our guy.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to act like this on a football game, man, but...
What time did you go to sleep, man?
I slept by. It just bothered me. I tossed and turned all night.
All right, but you're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't know. I just can't take it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be crying on the football team. Some of the bad stuff going on, but...
Dude,
I love the Cowboys, man. I'm tired of losing.
Dude, your quarterback got hurt.
Yeah, I know, but you can't beat the Rams, too. They be calling all them penalties. Don't call nothing else.
Oh, computer.
They're dragging us out in the media. I mean, everybody make a mistake. You know, I like to say you act. You come on with your wife and I with Nelly all night messing around. You know, stuff happens. You got to forgive people. Everybody ain't perfect. Nobody, some people just don't know how to act. You got to teach them. And then we lose these games. It's just...
Come on, man.
This is 96. I don't understand it. Well, we just can't have no good luck.
You got to pop us on, man. We're going to make you feel better. Just put on the radio or something, and we'll shake this off together. We're going to get through this, man. They're 2-6. This may not be the year, but Romo's going to be back soon. You got to stay with us, computer. We're going to get this. We're going to get through this together.
Thank you. I love y'all.
You all right? We love you, computer. We need you. We need you laughing and doing whatever, chasing white girls. We need you in better spirits than this. This is we don't want to hear you like this.
Hey, where are the white women at?
There, that cheer you up?
Yes.
All right.
How do you feel about Garrett right now?
Now don't.
I'm asking a cowboy question.
I mean, to me, he did a terrible job this week. He knew that stuff was bothering that kid. You should have put him to the side and talked to him because he didn't want in the game. And Marinelli needs to sit the motherboard and play David Irv. Every time he comes in the game, he makes a play, but they take him out. I mean, if you got a player, I don't care if he was picked up off the street and you gave him other guys money, he is the one making a play. Leave him on the field.
Where'd they find that guy?
Why in the world they move him in the slot corner? What Corey White at? Why didn't they leave him in the slot and left him at safe?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on. Are they playing favoritism over there on that defense? What is Rob Marinelli doing? Corey White been playing good. All of a sudden, now he's out.
I know, man.
And then, and then we give up all the points in the fourth quarter because he's taking the young players. I don't care if he did pick them up off the street. David Irvin, every time he was in the game, they called his name. He either hit the quarterback, he's doing something.
Now he's
Green Hardy can't do it by himself.
David Irvin, though. Man. We might have found something there, computer. We might have a defensive tackle now.
They're going to let him go. They ain't gonna
They're
going to want to keep Nick Hayes or somebody like that. I ain't doing a quarter.
Hey,
you know, it just Garrett needs to. I don't know, man. He might not be the man for the job because, to me, he ain't losing the team, but
Nick
like
Hayden,
they're playing without him.
Yeah.
Ain't making no kind of adjustment.
Well, computer, listen. Let's take
and
a look.
And then the NFL, they so biased. All right. We got to play a rivalry game with a team that got our player from last year after they come off a bye. Every time we play somebody, it's a good team all about. Everybody get the player chopped when they come off a bye. You know, it's just like they got it slammed. They like to see us down, you know, because it's more Cowboy. It used to be more Cowboy lovers than it was haters. Now it's more Cowboy haters than they are lovers. So they satisfying the haters and putting us at the expense. You know, you can't beat the refs. You can't beat the NFL. If it's one-on-one, another team beat us, I'm fine. I'm cool with that. When you got all the ever since the daggum, the guy over the referee's been on Jerry Buzz, I believe he told the refs, look, they think I'm in with Jerry and them, so any chance y'all get, always lean the other way. You know they done had that conversation.
Yeah.
It started with the dead kids. It's not a plan. It's not a level playing field. That's why I get so upset. You can't beat everybody else and they got to beat another team because they got good athletes and coaches over there, too.
I know, but we don't want you upset. We want you to think about something else. I did tell you moments ago to turn us on and we'll try to cheer you up, but you know what? We're going to talk football, and we don't want you thinking about football for a little while here. We want you to take a nice walk, take those dogs out for a walk, get some fresh air. Let's shake this off, man. This isn't going to beat us. You're a Cowboy fan. You're like the biggest Cowboy fan I've ever met. You know what comes with that computer? 5 rings. Huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Come on. Pop in a VHS of Super Bowl 30 and let's ride. Let's get through this.
Okay.
All right. Up top.
What do you... Right. Dez.
His name's not Dez. That's computer.
What do you think of Dez's monkey?
That's another thing. You know, everybody else got all these pets and stuff. What about all them homeless dogs walking around Dallas? Every time I come out, you see dogs out on the street. Why don't Peter go out and do something about that? Peter, while you listen to the radio, quit picking on Cowboy players and trying to make a name for yourself off of iPad.
There you go.
Do something with your life. Go get them little dogs off the street and rescue them dogs. Worried about some monkey. That monkey eating better than any of us here. Man with an air conditioner ride in the building probably got a platinum chain around his neck. And you worried about that monkey. That monkey ain't hurting. Go take care of them dogs out there in the street and the mother animals is suffering. Do your job.
All right. Hey, cheer up, man. Sun's out. We're doing good. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to get Romo back. And who knows? Might go on a run this year. But if not, 2016, man, going to have a great draft pick. Just fight the fight here, computer.
They're not.
All right. All right. We love you. Take care of yourself. We'll talk with you Friday. But come on, man.
I'll see y'all later. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Did you, were you aware I had a degree in professional counseling?
Yeah, you're terrible at it. No one's buying what you're saying.
I don't know what to say, really.
I really think he felt better by the end.
I do, too. I think I want him to be okay. I'm a little worried because I was expecting him to feel better today, and then we could laugh about
yesterday. I thought he would sound like he was awake.
It was like we were just talking to the voicemail.
I feel like he was laying under the sheets for the entire last 12 hours.
Everybody cheer computer up.
Did this segment have a sponsor?
It did, caprockservices.com.
They got their money.
Let's remember what's really important here. It is.
Oh my!
Five rings, man. We need to fall back on that.
Those three Super Bowls.
Okay, we got audio coming up.
Or we'll do something.
We're gonna start with Hardy.
We might call Wittenbeck.
Obligatory Hardy audio is next. The ticket.